Curtin Lady Panthers softball is on the air. Tonight's game against Shiner made possible by Blue Bull Aquatic Center, Kenjira Tile, Burton Meat Processing, Market Realty, Quality Glass, Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, Rhythm Collision Center, Burton Veterinary Clinic, Diamond and Associates, Plant North Architecture, Sandtown Catering, Harmel Electric, St. John's United Church of Christ, Collier Construction, Citizen State Bank, T&T Car Wash, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Blinn College, DDM Pipe and Steel, Wellman Insurance, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Burton ISD, Kiki Family, Daryl, Katie, Trent, and Tucker, BVR Material, K&H Portable Toilets, Brenham National Bank, Telemann Construction, Mattress Guys, Tegger Toyota, J&J Packing, Woodmid Life, Larry Poppy Construction, Washington Animal Clinic, Double D Glass Services, The Paint Warehouse, Coaches Insurance, and Burton Chamber of Commerce. We'll be back with your hosts, Stephen Drain and Tommy Lange, after these words from our sponsors.
Larry Poppy Construction is ready to help you get the beautiful home you've been dreaming of. Specializing in residential custom homes, you know you'll get exactly what you want. Call for an estimate, 979-277-8806 today. That number again, 979-277-8806. Larry and Ann Poppy are proud to support the Lady Burton Panther softball team and congratulate their granddaughter, number 11, Natalie Hody, for her success this softball season. Larry Poppy Construction says, go Lady Panthers. Keep this winning season going.
Burton Veterinary Clinic provides expert treatment for both small and large animals, combining advanced medical care with the personal touch of small-town service. Whether it's a beloved household pet or valuable livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their dedicated team are ready to support the health and well-being of every animal. For appointments, call 979-289-1161 or stop by at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly cheers on the Lady Panthers softball team in the playoffs.
It's playoff time, and the Lady Panthers are leaving it all on the field. Planning a team dinner, fan gathering, or graduation party? Sandtown Catering offers a wide variety of menu options that are perfect for feeding hungry athletes, families, and fans. From hearty meals to crowd-pleasing barbecue, call Wade to book your next event. Sandtown Catering congratulates the Lady Panthers on a fantastic season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Kenjira Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjira Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjira family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjira Tile congratulate the Lady Panthers softball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kenjira Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
Burton Independent School District is especially proud of the Panther softball team for their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the softball playoff games. Go Big Red!
And welcome out, everybody. This is Stephen Drain and Tommy Lange coming to you live from Yoakum, Texas. We're at Yoakum High School for playoff softball action, Burton Lady Panthers versus the Shiner Lady Comanches. So as we get set for action over here, we'll be right back with more of our pregame after a word from our sponsors.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal in for slaughter and processing, cut and wrap to your exact specifications. They process calves, pigs, and also offer bacon plus fresh and smoked sausage for sale. Burton Meat Processing is open Monday through Friday with Saturday hours until noon. As the Burton Lady Panthers take the field, Burton Meat Processing proudly cheers on Burton softball. Congratulations on a great season and best of luck in the playoffs.
Some things you just take personally. personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Plant North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plant North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plant North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Burton Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Burton Lady Panther softball team in the playoffs.
So, how's the new job?
Love it. But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
And welcome back. We're in Yoakum High School for Burton Lady Panther softball action, Class 2A Division II Region 4 Championship Series against the Shiner Lady Comanches. So, Tommy, we made the trip over here, a double dip for us. We carpooled to get over here. We got Doug and Daryl over there doing boys action. We're over here doing girls action. So a lot of people from Burton going to be out here in Yoakum today.
I tell you what, I want to see exactly how they're going to divide up. Who's going to go watch which ball game? That's what I want to see. So.
I've already run into a couple of them back there that are already walking back and forth, and we're not ready for any of the action yet, but I've run into a couple that are walking back and forth already. It's a little bit of a hike to get between the baseball and softball fields, but not too bad that you can't walk it. So look for a lot of Burton families walking back and forth today.
Well, yeah, I tell you what, most of all, congratulations to both the boys and the girls softball team and the boys baseball team. You know, what an honor to go to the next round in the playoffs. Wish we were still there, but you know what? It's the game of baseball softball.
So. Exactly right. So with that, we'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrush services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trailmasters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes the Burton Panther softball team a successful playoff season.
Harmel Electric says, go Panthers, all the way to state. Harmel Electric in Burton offers new electrical installation and repairs for residential homes, commercial businesses, plus in the industrial sector. Just call 979-421-0402 to talk with a licensed electrician about your needs. Get an estimate and make your appointment. They're open Monday through Friday. Harmel Electric congratulates the Burton Panther softball team on a great season and the parents and coaches for all their hard work. Go Burton! Keep on winning.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton Lady Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School softball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
800-260-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Berkshire says, go Lady Panthers!
And welcome back. We're here at Yoakum High School for Class 2A Division 2 Region 4 Championship Series between the Burton Lady Panthers and the Shiner Lady Comanches. So a little bit of background on how each team got here. So Burton swept Woodsboro in last week's regional semifinals by scores of 8-2 and 12-2. So far this playoff season, the Lady Panthers have outscored their opponents 63-5 in postseason action. Tommy, I did a couple weeks ago, I did their first round playoff game for the Lady Panthers, and they can swing the bats really well.
I've done a lot of reading, and I've done just a little bit of listening, more reading than listening, but there's definitely several young ladies over there that can swing the bat and swing the bat very, very well. So the deeper you go into these playoffs, it's just going to get a little bit more competitive.
And we'll give a little background on how Shiner got here tonight. So Shiner entered the playoffs as the top seed out of District 29-2A, and they were the second-place team in their district. Lady Comanches, they swept Mumford in last week's regional semifinals by scores of 9-5 and 1-0. So Shiner is probably going to pitch it well, probably going to throw it well. Doesn't look like they score quite as many runs as Burton does, so it could come down to pitching, could come down to hitting. So we're looking forward to a really good softball game here. We got a double hitter for you, so we've got both games tonight. First pitch scheduled for 5 o'clock, and then second game will be 30 minutes after the completion of the first game. So we'll send it back to the studio, and we'll have more of the pregame show after a word from our sponsors.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services wishes the Burton softball team good luck in the playoffs.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? This year, Telemann Construction is celebrating serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Telemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Telemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
Yoakum High School, as we get set for some playoff action tonight, and we're probably about, we hadn't seen the umpires yet, so we're a little ways here from gate time, but both teams have taken their infield warm-up tosses, and they're set to go, so we're just waiting on umpires here. But as we go through, we're working through a little bit of scratchiness in our mic, trying to get that straightened out for y'all as we go here. So we're probably 10, 15 minutes away from game time as we work on this. And as we try and work out our mic difficulties over here real quick, we'll send it back to the studio for a quick word from our sponsors.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers softball team make the playoffs and would like to thank all of the players, administrations, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton softball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
This playoff season, Quality Glass is proud to support the Lady Panthers softball team. Known for high-quality service and unmatched customer satisfaction, Quality Glass is your go-to for all things automotive glass. From windshields and door glasses to back glasses, they install it all with precision and care. Got a rock chip? No problem. They'll fix it fast and right the first time. Trust the local team that delivers results, just like the Burton Lady Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality comes standard. Go Panthers, and good luck in the playoffs.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, welcome back. As we've got everything situated now, I believe, and we're good to go here. So going through the brackets here on the 2A Division II, how each team got here. So Shiner started out in the first round. They played Agua Dulce, and they won, and then went on to area round, defeated Fall City in the area round, played Mumford in the region semifinals, and beat Mumford. And so that's how Shiner gets to the regional championship game here. For Burton, they first round, they by district play, they beat Evadale in the first round. Advanced to face Granger in the area round, defeated Granger in the area round, and last week defeated Woodsboro in the regional semifinals. So Burton comes out of the lower part of the bracket, Shiner come out of the upper part of the bracket, and we end up in the region finals here. So Tommy, man, we got a great day for baseball.
I'm telling you, I got to get used to all of this. I got to get back on track with the ladies again because the ladies are a week ahead of the boys. So, you know, I'm with it now. We're all good. We're regional finals. So
Exactly. We're in regional finals. So girls, a week ahead of the boys. So boys are in the region semifinals. So girls just a little bit ahead, and next week the winner of this will be in the Final Four, per se, for the state in Division IIA softball, as it will be the state semifinal game is what both these teams are playing for tonight. So looks like we're going to have a little bit of a breeze over here. We're in the shade, so we're good, but nice sunshine out on the field over there. All turf field here in Yoakum High School, very nice facility, very accommodating when we got here, so everything getting set for us, and looking forward to calling a good game of softball tonight.
No doubt about it. What a tremendous facility. Man, this is absolutely amazing. And what I like about it, granted it's not real close to baseball, but really that's not a bad idea. But, you know, it's right here on the campus of Yoakum High School, and you couldn't ask for anything better than that, which is what I'm striving to get at Brenham High School.
Yeah, right here, we're all at the high school here in Yoakum, and they've invested a lot of money in these facilities here as all fields are turf over here now, so investing a lot of money in the youth and the students in their area. It's always good to see the people come out and support their schools and everything. And it seems on these on the smaller school areas, you get a lot of support. I know there's a lot of support out there in Burton for their facility upgrades that they're doing. So just nice to see that here. And we're going to send it back to the studios for a quick word from our sponsors.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore Paint Colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Burnham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Burnham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great softball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Lady Panthers in their quest for state.
And welcome back. We're here at Yoakum High School for the Burton Lady Panther softball playoff regional championship game with the Shiner Lady Comanches. And we'll go over the starting lineups for both teams. And first we'll go with the Burton Lady Panthers. Leading off will be number 14, Lexi Brazier, and she'll be on the pitcher's mound for the Lady Panthers. Batting second, number 3, Amaya Williams. She'll be out in center field. Batting third will be second baseman Paige Fritch. And batting fourth will be right fielder Natalie Hody. Batting fifth will be catcher Layla Ellis. Batting sixth will be third baseman Lacey Brazier. Batting seventh will be the shortstop Aaron Huntsman. Batting eighth will be the first baseman Melanie Wood. And batting ninth will be the designated player Kelly Landrenault. And out in left field will be Abby Dowling. So now for the Shiner Lady Comanches. Leading off will be number 51, Haley Raddick. She'll be out in center field. Batting second will be left fielder Riley Fluitt. Batting third will be shortstop Addie Siegel. Batting fourth will be pitcher Lauren Springfield. Batting fifth will be number 7, the designated player Chloe Polasek. Batting sixth will be third baseman Reagan Fluitt. Batting seventh will be first baseman Cammie Cowan. Batting eighth will be Kaylee Kupka. She'll be doing the catching tonight. And batting ninth will be Taylor Koshin, and she'll be over at second base. And the right fielder, number 15, Kara Kupka. So that's the starting lineups for both teams. And Tommy? Looks like the umpires are making their way around the dugout over there, so we'll have a coaches meeting here shortly. And
tell you what, they got a doubleheader. I don't know why they didn't just get in a hurry and get over there and get this thing underway.
Yeah, so umpires making their way out to the field. They're going to have a coaches meeting here pretty soon. But like we said earlier, beautiful, beautiful afternoon for some baseball and softball as both Burton teams are playing. If you want to catch the Burton boys that are over on the alternative stream, you can listen to them on the alternative stream with Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki on that call over there. But you got myself and Tommy doing Lady Panther softball here as we're in a region semifinal. And with the meeting at the plate, we'll send it back to the studios for a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be back after these words.
A funeral is a time of loss and a time of hope. At its best, it can be a tribute to love and life and to the legacy left behind.
Dad gave us so much. Here was our chance to thank him.
Talk to our caring staff about your funeral needs, and let us help you create a ceremony of sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Lady Panthers!
Go fight, win! Burton Lady Panthers! The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Lady Panthers softball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs. And to all the Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and follow them on Instagram. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
And welcome back. We're here at Yoakum High School for playoff baseball action. We're in the regional championship game of the 2A Division II bracket for softball action between the Burton Lady Panthers and the Shiner Lady Comanches. And we're getting ready for game time here as both coaches are out at home plate meeting with the umpires, going over all the ground rules and making sure everybody's got everything done here. Pretty standard softball field here, Tommy, 200 feet all the way around it. Kind of a bigger, higher wall in center field. But wind kind of blowing out to left field is could spell trouble there for some of the fly balls that are going out. We got a breeze blowing a little bit, maybe 5 to 10 out of the, looks like the south blows across the field here. So as we get set for action over here, I'm sure we'll have a PA announcer and a national anthem coming up here shortly, but kind of looking forward to this one, Tom.
No doubt about it. You brought up the wind. Could be a little bit of a factor. We'll wait and see. But, you know, after we get a good look at both of these pitchers, you and I, having been around both games, softball and baseball, just a little bit, I think we'll be able to get that figured out.
Yeah,
pretty quick.
Yeah, should get a pretty good feel. We've got a great seat right here, so if the umpire misses a call, we'll be all over it for you because we are right behind home plate, and we could probably call the game from right here.
No doubt about that. I can definitely do that this evening. Those opportunities we've had over the last couple of weeks, we've not had that luxury to where we could make the calls. But here, you know, we'll be able to get right on it. So.
Yeah, we'll be all over this one. So as the coaches' meeting breaks up, we'll send it back for a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be back with the national anthem after a word from our sponsors.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home,
or needing insurance for your current home, Dominant Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dominant Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims free, for central burglar and fire alarms, and having companion auto and life insurance, or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowners insurance, call Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham, at 836-4241.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all-new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington County and the surrounding area's festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call 836-0552 or stop by 2101 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or worksite. Go Panthers!
Burton Veterinary Clinic provides expert treatment for both small and large animals, combining advanced medical care with the personal touch of small-town service. Whether it's a beloved household pet or valuable livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their dedicated team are ready to support the health and well-being of every animal. For appointments, call 979-289-1161 or stop by at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly cheers on the Lady Panthers softball team in the playoffs.
And welcome back. We're here at Yoakum High School for your region finals in the Burton Lady Panthers versus the Shiner Lady Comanches, as we are just about set for game time, as player announcements are going on right now. We have a great crowd out here from both teams. Tommy, we're kind of stuck in the middle between both of them, so it's probably going to be pretty loud down here for us.
No doubt about it. You can definitely hear the Shiner crowd right now, but I tell you what, there's nothing better than regional finals, baseball, softball, whatever it is. This is as good as it gets.
Yeah, so big games here for both teams tonight. Chance to get into the state semifinals, final four per se of softball, as it's going to be a great game tonight. We got a really, really rowdy crowd going on both sides over here, so we expect some really good action. But for the Lady Comanches, as they finish up their announcements over here, as they take their positions on their field. Tommy, just looking at both teams look very spirited, very ready to go. Looks like they're both fired up.
I tell you what, both teams are definitely into it. You know what? In just a couple of minutes, we're all going to know what it's all going to be about. So
yeah,
it's going to be a great afternoon.
Just a couple of minutes away from first pitch as they finish up the announcements here. And all the players coming out, so band's getting ready. We're getting ready, kind of ready for that first pitch to get it on. Like we said, the Burton boys are also playing here in Yoakum tonight, if you want to listen to them. And they are over on the alternate stream with Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki on the call for that game. But if not, we'll have Lady Panther softball here, and we can keep you updated on the score as we go back and forth on the game also. So right now, we'll go to the PA announcer for our national anthem.
At this time, will you please rise for the playing of the national anthem?
Thank you.
All right, National Anthem is finished up there, and as we get set for some playoff softball action, out on the mound tonight for the Lady Comanches, it's going to be Lauren Springfield, and she warms it up here as we get set to go here. Leading it off for the Lady Panthers here in the top half of the first inning is going to be pitcher Lexi Brazier. She'll be followed by center fielder Amaya Williams and then second baseman Paige Fridge. So your top three for your Lady Panthers as they lead it off. Going to face Lauren Springfield on the mound for the Lady Comanches. So perfect view for us, Tommy. We're right here behind home plate. We should get a good view of the action.
I tell you what, this is good as it gets, you know.
Yeah, we're definitely not in the cheap seats, that's for sure. So right up front, down front here. So as we get going here, throw down to second base, and the Lady Comanches are going to have a little meeting on the mound, and we'll be ready for first pitch here in about 30 seconds as we get ready for this first pitch.
So, I can tell you one thing. I'm ready to go because that national anthem, it just always brings tears to my eyes. And, you know, we couldn't live in a better place than this country which we live in today.
So here we go as we're for first pitch action as Lexi Brazier steps in for the Lady Panthers. And she'll come set, and that first pitch will be timeout call here by Lexi Brazier. She's not ready for the pitches. She'll step out on umpire Grant's time. So Brazier back in there. First pitch coming from Springfield is going to be outside for ball one. So one ball, no strike pitch to Lexi Brazier.
Had a pretty good break on that pitch there, trying to get Brazier to go for a pitch out of the strike zone.
So one ball, no pitch, one ball, no strike pitch is down low in the dirt for ball two. So Brazier quickly ahead, two balls and no strikes here. So Lexi Brazier, right-handed pitcher, Springfield, the right-handed pitcher, Brazier, the right-handed batter, and that pitch on the way, swung on, a little tapper, going to be foul right out in front of the plate. So count goes two balls and one strike on Lexi Brazier. Leadoff batter here for the Lady Panthers. We're just underway. We're in the top half of the first inning. The Lady Panthers are visiting team tonight. Shiner Lady Comanches, the home team. So 2-1 pitch is on its way. This is up high for ball three. So three balls and one strike now.
That pitch really took off on her there.
So nice velocity on Springfield's pitch there, just up and out of the strike zone on that pitch. So 3-1 on Lexi Brazier. She leads it off here for the Lady Panthers. 3-1 pitch is on its way. That's going to be swung on. Tapper over to short. Shortstop is up with it. High throw, but able to come down on the base in time. So out number one for the Lady Panthers. So 6-3 on that putout, and it's going to bring up the bat center fielder, Amaya Williams.
So okay, everything that I've read, have yet to see, we're going to see how they pitch this young lady.
So Amaya Williams, first pitch, big swing and a miss. So down in the count, no balls and one strikes is Amaya Williams. So Springfield started her off with a little off-speed pitch there, got Amaya Williams out in front.
And she also kept the pitch down in the strike zone.
So 0-1 pitch is on its way, this time up high on the fastball. Evens up the count at one ball, one strike.
Came back with a high pitch that time. Good job by Williams laying off that pitch out of the strike zone.
So 1-1 pitch is on its way. This is swung on and missed for strike two. So Springfield a hit, one ball, two strikes on Amaya Williams. Just underway here. We're in the top half of the first inning. No score. So 1-2 pitch coming. Going to be swung on and missed for strike three. So Amaya Williams goes down on strikes. So two outs now for the Lady Panthers as that brings up Paige Fritch. She'll step
on. Say what, Steven? She didn't back off of Williams at all.
Nope, she went after her.
She went right at her.
Went right at her, got her swinging. So Paige Fritch will step in here with two outs, nobody on base. So first pitch is on its way to Fritch. Going to be swung on and missed for strike one. So Springfield for the Lady Comanches working ahead of all the batters so far for Burton. She's able to get out in front. So the no ball, one strike pitch is on its way. And swung on and missed for strike two. Fastball up and out over the plate. So Fritch down in the count, no balls and two strikes. O2 pitch on its way, off speed pitch left up for ball one. So one ball, two strike count now on Paige Fritch.
Tell you what, Springfield came with a change up there. Not a bad looking change up.
And with an off speed pitch, just left it up. So one ball, two strike pitch on its way. This is swung on and fouled back. So count stays at one ball, two strikes. So Burton batting here, top half of the first inning, just underway here in Yoakum High School as 2A Division II softball regional final. So Fritch a sip out, has a few words with her coach down at third base, back in there. Count still at one ball, two strikes. Pitch is on its way. And that pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. So Fritch will go down on strike. So for the Lady Panthers, no runs in the top half of the first. Shiner Lady Comanches coming to bat. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
Let's go Burton.
B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go Burton. B-U-R-T-O-N.
Burton Independent School District is especially proud of the Panthers softball team for their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the softball playoff games. Go Big Red.
Could have left those in the car.
And welcome back. We're here at Yoakum High School. As we're in the bottom half of the first inning, leading it off for the Lady Comanches will be center fielder Haley Raddick. So Raddick will step in from the right side, and she'll take a strike down the middle. So one ball, one strike count on Haley Raddick. So Lexi Brazier on the mound for the Lady Panthers. Lady Panthers go three up, three down in the top half of the first inning. We're in the bottom half of the first. Next pitch is on its way. That's going to be just outside for a ball. So that'll take the count out to two balls and one strike. Leadoff batter here in the bottom half of the first inning for the Shiner Lady Comanches.
What we want to see is we want to see them not let this leadoff batter get on base.
So pitch is swung. This is hit over to Lacey Brazier at third. She's up with it and on over to first base for the out. So 5-3 put out there for the Lady Panthers. Going to bring up the bat for Shiner, the left fielder, Riley Fluitt.
Hey, I'm old school. Normally you got one of your better players in that leadoff position. You keep that batter off or that person off base, you got to step in the right direction.
You see it in so many games. You know, it's so important to get the leadoff batter out in all the games. So stepping in now is Riley Fluitt, the left fielder. First pitch is in there for a strike. So no ball, one strike count. Lexi Brazier on the mound for the Lady Panthers. As we're underway here, we're in the bottom half of the first inning. No score. So Brazier on the mound. She's ready for her 0-1 delivery, and that pitch is going to be down low for a ball. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. So one ball, one strike count to Riley Fluitt, number two batter here in the bottom half of the first inning. No score. So Brazier's pitch on its way. It's swung on, hit right back to Brazier. She'll toss it over to first base for out number two. So two quick outs for the Lady Panthers here in the bottom half of the first inning. He's going to bring up the bat shortstop, Addie Siegel.
Tell you what, that's about as good as you want it right there.
Just a little tapper back to the mound right there. Brazier able to grab it, toss on over to first. So it's going to bring up the bat shortstop, Addie Siegel. Siegel, tall, right-handed batter. First pitch on its way. That is in there for a strike. So Brazier hit, no balls and one strike. So Siegel steps out. She'll step back in. Brazier's getting her sign. Pitch on its way. This is going to be off the outside part of the plate for ball one. Evens up the count. One ball, one strike. Two outs. We're in the bottom half of the first inning. No score. Just underway here. Game one for you. Two games today. So Brazier set. That 1-1 pitch is on its way. Swung on. This is a ball down the third baseline. This will get all the way to the wall. Left fielder is up with it, and she'll throw it back in. And pulling in the second base with a double is going to be Addie Siegel. So Siegel on second base.
Tell you what, she got a pitch on that inner part of the plate and took it right down that third base line all the way to the ball. Easy double there. You pronounce that Siegel?
Siegel. That's what I'm going with on that one.
Siegel's good.
So a two-out double on the ground ball down the third baseline for the Lady Comanche. So they have a runner in scoring position with two outs. So Brazier's back on the rubber. She's got her sign. First pitch coming in here to Lauren Springfield is going to be in there for a strike. So a hit, no balls and one strike is Lexi Brazier on number four-hole hitter Lauren Springfield. So Springfield back in there. Brazier with the sign. 0-1 pitch on its way. This is a little nubber over to first base. First baseman up with his steps on the bag for out number three. So that'll do it here. So your score after one complete inning of play, it's 0-0, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Lady Panthers softball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is locally owned and operated, proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Summer is almost here, and the Blue Bell Aquatic Center is kicking things off in a big way. The Leisure Pool splashes back open May 23rd, just in time for nonstop fun in the sun. May 16th brings a full day of excitement with kids to Parks Day, a bike rodeo, and a safety fair. Movies in the Park lights up the season starting June 1st, and the Brenham Dolphins dive into action with swim meets all month long. Find detailed schedules and more at cityofbrenham.org. That's cityofbrenham.org.
Larry Poppy Construction is ready to help you get the beautiful home you've been dreaming of. Specializing in residential custom homes, you know you'll get exactly what you want. Call for an estimate, 979-277-8806 today. That number again, 979-277-8806. Larry and Ann Poppy are proud to support the Lady Burton Panther softball team and congratulate their granddaughter, number 11, Natalie Hody, for her success this softball season. Larry Poppy Construction says, go Lady Panthers. Keep this winning season going.
And welcome back here to Yoakum High School for Lady Panther softball regional finals here. We're all scoreless after one inning of play. So leading it off for the Lady Panthers here in the top half of the second inning is going to be right fielder Natalie Hody. So a little update on the Burton baseball game that's going on behind us. Burton up 2-0 on Port Aransas right now. So we'll keep you updated. But if you want to listen to that game, they are on the alternative stream. Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki on the call over there. So Natalie Hody steps in. First pitch coming to Hody is going to be in there for a strike. So Springfield on the mound for the Lady Comanches. Been working very effectively here through the first inning. Had two strikeouts in the top half of the first inning. So we're in the top half of the second. Next pitch on to Hody is swung on. This is foul back into the net. So no ball, two strike count on Natalie Hody if she leads it off here in the top half of the second inning. So we have a nice crowd from both teams out here today. As you can hear, they are pretty loud here in the background. So 0-2 pitch from Springfield is on its way. This is going to be swung on and missed for strike three. So Hody goes down on strikes to lead it off here for the Lady Panthers in the top half of the second. It's going to bring up catcher Layla Ellis. So Ellis will step in with one out, nobody on. Top half of the second inning. Ellis, a left-handed batter, steps in against the right-handed pitcher Springfield. First pitch is on its way. This is swung on by Ellis down the left field line, just foul. So line drive down the left field line there by Ellis is just foul.
I was hoping that one had eyes.
Yeah, so this field kind of cuts in down the foul lines too, kind of similar how we saw in the Rice in the baseball games, how the field kind of cuts in down the right field line. So
very, very similar to Rice. Very, very similar.
Yeah.
Only at Rice, it was just a little bit more tight down the line.
Yeah. So 0-1 pitch on its way to Ellis. This is swung on and fouled at the plate. So Ellis down, no balls and two strikes here. She's batting with one out here in the top half of the second inning. We're no score so far through one and a half innings of play here. So Lady Panthers playing well on defense. Shiner, Lady Comanche, Springfield pitching really well on the mound for them. So the 0-2 pitch is on its way to Ellis. This is swung on and missed for strike three. So down on strike is Ellis. So that'll be two outs innings. Going to bring up third baseman Lacey Brazier.
It's four in a row.
Four strikeouts in a row for Springfield to start the game for the Lady Comanches. So Lacey Brazier will step in with two outs, nobody on. Top half of the second inning, we got no score. So pitch on its way is going to be down for a ball. So one ball, no strike count on Lacey Brazier.
Don't you know there's some interesting conversations at that dinner table?
Yeah, they are very similar in appearance also. And you got Lacey and Lexi, so it's kind of hard sometimes to get them mixed up. But so the one ball, no strike pitch on its way to Lacey Brazier. This is swung on and missed for strike one. So evens up the count, one ball, one strike. So Brazier will step back in here. 1-1 pitch is on its way from Springfield. This is fouled over to the left side, out of play. So it takes the count out to one ball and two strike.
I tell you what, that's the other point about that needs to be brought up about Springfield. She gets her signal and she's ready to go.
She's quick on the mound. We're not much hesitation there. Gets the ball back on the rubber, ready to roll. So 1-2 pitch coming to Brazier. This is up and outside for ball two. So he evens up the count at two balls and two strikes.
I tell you what, good job there by Lacey. Springfield tried to get her to go for a pitch out of the strike zone. Just very, very good discipline.
So 2-2 pitch is on its way to Brazier. This is swung on and missed for strike three. And that'll do it for the Lady Panthers here. As they go three up, three down, and your score after one and a half, it's 0-0, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors. And I believe we're still here, so still live are we here at the game as we're in the going to the bottom half of the second inning there as the Burton Lady Panthers go three up, three down on in the top half of the inning, three strikeouts. Tommy Springfield pitching really well for the Lady Comanches there. Springfield with five straight strikeouts for the Lady Comanches as she's going through the Lady Panther lineup in order the first two innings. So Lacey Brazier back out on the mound out there, or Lexi Brazier, I'm sorry. Easy to get the twins mixed up out there. Throw down by Ellis at second base, and we're almost ready for action here as we go to the bottom half of the second inning. And leading it off for the Shiner Lady Comanches will be designated player Chloe Polacek.
Leading off for Shiner, number 7, Chloe Polacek.
So Polacek steps in, leadoff batter here for the Lady Comanches in the bottom half of the second inning. So she'll step in here. Got an update from boys baseball. The Burton Panthers up 3-0 in the bottom of the first over there on the baseball side. So first pitch from Brazier to Polacek is going to be down for a ball. So one ball, no strike count to leadoff batter here in the bottom half of the second inning. So that pitch on its way. A little flare over to first base. First baseman with the grab for the Lady Panthers. So one out on the line drive fly out over there to first base. Going to bring up the bat for Shiner, the third baseman, Reagan Fluitt. So nice play over there by Melanie Wood over at first base for the Lady Panthers as she's able to nab the little line drive for out number one.
So Brazier, good job there by Wood at first base. Had a really good jump on the ball.
So Brazier's first pitch to Fluitt is going to be up and out for a ball. So one ball, no strike count to third baseman Reagan Fluitt. So Fluitt will step in with the 1-0 count. Pitch is on its way. That's going to be down for a ball. So Fluitt will step out, get a sign from the coach over there, steps back in. Brazier's 2-0 pitch is on its way. And that's going to be swung on. Umpire's going to say foul ball off the foot at home plate as it rolled out to third base. So Fluitt has come back and we'll do it all over. Two ball, one strike count now.
That's when Fluitt needed to do a good acting job also.
Yeah, yeah. She kind of took off like we're going to make a play. Umpire roll over. It calls it right away. So the 2-1 pitch is going to be fouled down the right side. And out of play over there on the right side. Evens up the count at two balls and two strikes. Wood giving chase on that. Just not enough room. Runs out of room over there. So count now. Two balls, two strikes. One out. Nobody on. We're in the bottom half of the second inning. No score here. So Brazier's back up on the rubber. She's got her sign from Ellis. And the 2-2 pitch on its way is going to be down low for ball three. Going to run the count out to a full count. Three balls, two strikes. So
first batter, she's actually going up in the count on.
Yes. Been a very fast-paced, quick-pitch game. So 3-2. This is going to be lined out to left field for a base hit. Going to get by the left fielder out there. Go all the way to the wall. Flew it around second. She'll hold up there with a double. So Fluitt with a hard hit line drive out to left field. Ends up at second base. Gets by the left fielder out there. So, Tommy, we'll call that a single and advance to second base on the error by the left fielder.
Tell you what, that ball was hit really, really well.
Ball was smoked, went right through the legs of the left fielder out there for the Lady Panthers and ends up going to the wall. So going to bring up the bat for the Lady Comanches, Cammie Cowan. It's going to be the first baseman. So she'll step in with a runner at second base and one out. In the bottom half of the second inning, no score. First pitch on its way. Going to be in there for a strike. So no ball, one strike count on Cammie Cowan. Lady Comanche, first baseman. She steps in here with one out, runner at second base. So Lexi Brazier's got her sign from her catcher. She'll come set. The 0-1 pitch is down low in the dirt. Nice job of Ellis there, keeping it right in front of her. So evens up.
Really good job there by Ellis, keeping the ball out in front. If that ball gets by her, you got a runner on third.
Yep. Yeah, easily, you know, pass balls and softball a little bit different than baseball. You know, it's not much distance to the back here, but it sure is a lot shorter on those base paths out there. So the 1-1 pitch from Brazier is on the way. This is a little flare over to first base. So Wood will make the catch on the pop out over to first base for out number two. So going to bring up to bat now catcher Kaylee Kupka.
Tell you what, that's a big out right there.
So big out there by the Lady Panthers. Two outs now in the bottom inning. We're in the bottom half of the second inning. Two outs, runner on second base. So first pitch on its way from Brazier is going to be up and away for ball one. So one ball, no strike count on catcher Kaylee Kupka. So I'm trying to diagnose some of these names on here and see how everything goes tonight on a little bit of getting used to some of the names here for the Lady Comanche. So that next pitch is in there for a strike. And even up the count at one ball, one strike. So one ball, one strike count on Kaylee Kupka. She bats here in the bottom half of the second inning. Two outs, runner at second base. So Brazier's got her sign. Her pitch is on its way. The 1-1 is going to be check swing outside for a ball. So count will go two balls and one strike now. So fast-paced game here over at Yoakum High School. We're in the 2A regional final. 2-1 pitch on its way from Brazier. This is swung on and fouled line drive down the left field side. Evens up the count. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner on second base.
Nope. That's going way out front on that one.
Yes, way out in front of that. Brazier taking a little bit off of that pitch right there. So Brazier gets her sign from Ellis. And that 2-2 pitch is on its way. 2-2 is going to be just off the outside part of the plate for ball three. So three balls and two strikes now. Full count on catcher catcher Kaylee Kupka. Cammie Cowan over there. Second base. So full count now. Runner on second base. 3-2 pitch from Brazier is on its way, and that's going to be swung on. This has popped up on the infield. So shortstop going back makes the catch for out number three. So no runs for the Lady Comanches, and your score at the end of two complete innings of play. It's Burton 0 and Shiner 0, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they just too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to turn your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lots. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coach's Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coach's Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up.
Game over. Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton Lady Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School softball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
That catcher's got as good an arm as I saw in our district.
And welcome back, and here we go to top half of the third inning. No score here at Yoakum High School as we're underway in the Region 2, a Division 2 regional final game. So as we get set here, leading it off for the Burton Panthers here in the top half of the third inning is shortstop Aaron Huntsman. So Hunt, first pitch coming to Huntsman is going to be right down the middle for strike one. So Springfield, Tommy, has pitched a very efficient game. She's got five strikeouts out of the six batters she's faced so far for the Lady Panthers. So Springfield pitching really well.
No doubt about that, and does a really, really good job of mixing up her pitches.
So 0-1 pitch is on its way to Huntsman. This is hit in the hole of short. Short stops up with it. She'll throw over to first. First baseman not in time. So infield single for Aaron Huntsman. As she's able to beat out the throw over there at first base, throw a little bit, bounced in there just a little bit, but a tough play over there at shortstop, trying to get that ball in the hole back there between short and third.
I'm going to defend the shortstop here. That ball hit deep in the hole. If it was going to be a play at first, third baseman would have needed to field that ball. Shortstop made a valiant effort, but just a step short.
So stepping in now is going to be first baseman Melanie Woods, a runner. She's going to square around the bunt. She's going to miss at the bunt for strike one. So Huntsman over at first base runner of the night for the Lady Panthers. We're in the top of the third inning, no score.
Be ready, defense. Be ready.
So nobody out, leadoff batter aboard for the Lady Panthers. So Huntsman steps back in there. Got an 0-1 count, 0-1 pitch on its way. This time going to be taking outside for a ball. So evens up the count at one ball, one strike. So Huntsman over at first, Melanie Wood at bat. I had that wrong on that last call. So Wood up to bat for the Lady Panthers. Huntsman over at first base. So Springfield comes set. The 1-1 pitch is on its way. This is swung on, hit over to the second baseman. Second baseman going to toss over to second for one. And they're going to say safe at second base. So umpire says safe at second base on the flip toss over there. And what it looked like to me, Tommy, is she came across that bag trying to turn two really quickly there. May have missed the base when the shortstop came across the bag there. That's what I'm guessing here. And I know the Shiner coach is asking for a little help on there, but I'm not sure he's going to get anything off of that call there. So he's going to go over here.
And the plate umpire is definitely not going to. Oh, now they're
going to get together.
Oh, my gosh.
They're going to get together and talk about this. So
oh, my gosh. We have a meeting.
So we'll hold off on the call here a little bit and see what they decide here. But best I could tell on that play is hit pretty slowly over to the second baseman. She tried to flip over to second. It's a bang-bang play over there. She's coming across the base and evidently just missed the base. I'm not sure.
The only thing I can say is what you said. I'm looking at it. There was no way that I'm going to see if her foot, because she's coming outside the bag in back of us. There's no way you or I could tell that.
No.
Exactly. That guy out there has got a better look than you and I. But the only thing it could be is she did not get her foot on the base.
Yeah.
That's the only thing it can be.
Yeah, this is one of those taking a long time for them to discuss this play out there. So we'll see what they come up with. And they're going to reverse that call. And they're going to call Huntsman out over at second base on the force out. And now Coach Zorn is going to come out there and talk to the umpire. So,
oh, my God, they reversed
it. They reversed the call.
Oh, my gosh.
So kind of hard for, you got a guy right on top of it at second base, and he makes the call, and then he gets with a guy that's, 90 feet away from him back here at home plate. He's going to say, no, she's out. And I get it. I get it why Coach Zorn is upset about them reversing that call, because there's no way this guy back here by home plate could see that pitch. But we'll stick with that call. So out number one over at second base on the force out, 4-6.
The only way he could overturn that, the ball did get there before the runner did. The question was, did she get the bag or not? That is the question.
Yeah, so safe over first base on the fielder's choice is Melanie Woods. Going to bring up to bat the designated player, Kelly Landernault. She's going to square around the bunt. Pops this one back foul for strike one. So one out now. Wood over at first base.
We shouldn't bring up Major League Baseball, but that's automatic, isn't it?
Pretty much automatic. Pretty much automatic.
Sometimes it happens that way in college.
Yeah. They just usually just.
And we're laughing about it because, you know, it's.
They just usually give that little vicinity call out there when you come across second base. So, 0-1 pitch is on its way. This is going to be outside for a ball. So, evens up the count. One ball and one strike on Kelly Landrenault. As she bats here with one out, we're in the top half of the third inning. No score. Runner over at first base for the Lady Panthers. So, pitcher comes set. 1-1 pitch is swung on. This is a tapper just foul down the third baseline. So takes the count out to one ball, two strikes. So Tommy, we got us a nice little softball game going here. Very close game as we're 0-0 in the top half of the third inning.
Hey, what, that pitch was on the outer part of the plate. I really would have loved to have seen Kelly go to right field with that pitch.
So Landrenault back in there. 1-2 pitch is on its way from Springfield. This is going to be called strike three. So going down on strikes will be Landrenault. This will take us back to the top part of the lineup for the Lady Panthers as Lexi Brazier steps in. So runner still over at first base. Two outs now. Lexi Brazier steps in. So Springfield, she's set. First pitch coming to Brazier, swung on. This is a little tapper over to third base. Third baseman up with it. Strong throw over to first for out number three. So no runs for the Panthers here in the top half of the third inning. And we're still 0-0, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
So now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, Go Lady Panthers!
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball team. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves. Love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton, sharing God's love one person at a time.
And welcome back to Lady Panther Softball here. We're in Yoakum High School for the Lady Panthers versus the Shiner Lady Comanches. And leading it off here in the bottom half of the third inning is going to be second baseman Taylor Koshin. Koshin a hit here, two balls and no strikes as we're just underway in the bottom half of the third inning. No score here. Regional finals here. Winner of this will go to the state semifinal game. So 2-0 pitch from Brazier, swung on over to first base. Nice play over there by Melanie Wood at first base as she grabs the hot shot, goes and steps on first base for out number one here in the bottom half of the third inning.
You couldn't have said that any better. Just an excellent play over there at first base. Fielded that ball clean, ball hit really well. Field it cleanly, get the easy out at first.
So we're going to take us back to the top of the lineup for the Lady Comanches as Haley Raddick will step in. She's 0-for-1, grounded out to third base. Takes the first pitch in there for strike one. So Lexi Brazier on the mound for the Lady Panthers. working through into the bottom of the third with no score. So the 0-1 pitch is going to be down for a ball. Evens up the count, one ball and one strike. So packed crowd here at Yoakum High School for this regional final playoff game. 1-1 pitch on its way from Brazier. It's going to be up just outside the strike zone for a ball. Takes the count out to two balls and one strike. So, Tommy, both pitchers working quickly. Very fast-moving game.
Oh, no, fast-paced game.
So, fast-paced game underway. 2-1 pitch on its way from Brazier is going to be in there for strike two. Evens up the count at two balls and two strikes. A little update from the baseball game going on behind us over there. The Burton Panthers are up 9-0 in the top of the second over Port Aransas over there. So if you want to listen to them, they're on the alternate stream with Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki. We're over here with Lady Panther softball. 2-2 pitch is on its way. That's going to be just off the outside part of the plate for ball three. So it takes the count out to three balls and two strikes.
I can assure you this, Daryl got a smile on his face over there.
Yeah, I'm sure Daryl's keeping me updated over here. I'm keeping him updated over there to what's going on. So trying to keep everything together for y'all. So 3-2 pitch from Lexi Brazier's on his way. And that's going to be off the outside part of the plate for ball four. So base runner aboard for the Shiner Lady Comanches on the one-out walk. Going to take us to left fielder Riley Fluitt. So Fluitt will step in with the runner over at first base, one out, bottom half of the third inning, no score. Been a very well-pitched game on both sides so far. Both pitchers seem to be in a little bit of a groove, keeping the hitters off balance. So first pitch is swung on and fouled down the right side, out of play. So count no balls and one strike on Riley Fluitt. So Tommy Breeze picking up a little bit, kind of blowing in a little bit from right, across from right to left, maybe, I guess you'd say. Not really blowing out, but right to left wind, kind of picking up a little bit out there. So Fluitt a step back.
Nothing's
in.
Been in the air yet, nope. So it hadn't really been a
few. She'll square. Here's a pop-up up into the screen. So, yeah, haven't had too many fly outs, just a couple little pop-outs and line drives, so. So Fluitt now with a no-ball, two-strike count. Runner over at first base. One out in the inning. So that time Fluitt squares around the bunt, pops it back up into the screen. So Brazier's got her sign from Ellis. That 0-2 pitch is on its way. Runner takes off first base but comes back. So ball a little bit up and out on that pitch. Takes the count out to one ball, two strikes. Crowd is growing here, Tommy. We got fans out there in left field now, sitting out in the left field.
I'm telling you.
Seats out there. So 1-2 pitch on its way. Going to be swung on. Here's a pop-up. This is right back here behind us, and that's going to be out of play. Just back behind us here. I thought Tommy's going to have to get his glove out and make a play on that one.
There's about a 10% chance that I might have to make a play today.
So I feel like I've been playing on the field. I had to get the Burton trainer to come tend to me before the game, Tommy. You know, had a little bit of a run-in with the bleacher over here. So, you know, all taped up, ready to go, though, for the game.
When I was in there, I thought I was in College Station. Same type setup.
Yeah, pretty much it's a real similar setup, so. So we'll get back in the box. 1-2 count on the batter. One out in the inning. Runner over first base. 1-2 pitch. This is swung on and foul down the third base side. A little bit out in front there. So Riley Fluitt, left fielder up the bat. One ball, two strike count. Lexi Brazier on the mound for the Lady Panthers. Bottom half of the third inning. No score. So Lady Comanches do have a runner over at first base. So we're all set. That 1-2 pitch on its way to swing. It's a line drive out to right field. Hody's going to play that in front of her. So going first to third will be Haley Raddick. So single
out
there.
Steven, right there, that's what you call a good at bat. You know, Fleur kept firing off pitches, and then she gets a pitch and takes it to right center field. And now we got a situation with runners on first and third.
So runners on first and third, one out. Going to bring up the bat, shortstop Addie Siegel. She had a double back in the first inning down the third baseline. So first pitch on its way to Siegel is going to be in there for a strike. Gets away from Ellis, so Riley Fluitt a scoot on down to second base, but unable to come home as Raddick as it did not get far enough away. So now runners at second and third with one out in the inning. So no ball, one strike count on Addie Siegel. So Brazier's 1-0 pitch is swung on, tapper over third. There's a play at home plate. Throw is high and able to slide underneath the tag is Raddick. So high throw by Lacey Brazier. Unable to get the play out at the plate. So reaching on the fielder's choice over at first will go Addie Siegel.
I'll tell you what, coach over there for Shiner, he's going all out. You know, he had that slow roller over to third base and sending his runner all the way. If the throw is good, it's a dead out at the plate. They got the break, high throw. She gets under with the slide.
Yeah, if throw's just high, took Ellis up high, and she's the Shiner player slides right underneath Ellis's legs and gets in there. If the throw's a little bit lower on the money, we've got an out at home plate. Kind of surprised they sent the runner right there. They're being a little aggressive there by the Shiner coach to send the runner. But pays off for them, and Shiner with the early 1-0 lead here as we're in the bottom half of the third inning now. Shiner up 1-0, runners at first and third, only one out in the inning. Mound visit complete, Brazier's back up on the bump. Here comes the pitch, squaring around the bunt. And they'll advance the runner over to second base on the steal as the bunt was for show there. So up the bat is pitcher Lauren Springfield. So now runners over at second and third base, one out, one run in this inning for the Lady Comanches.
Tell you what, you have your cleanup hitter now. You definitely want to get this. You want to definitely get this out.
Yeah, big situation here. Runner second, third, one out. Pitch is on its way. This is up and out for ball two. So two ball, no strike count. Probably not the end of the world if you walk the cleanup batter here. It sets up a force play at any base.
Seeing where the two pitches were, I feel quite certain she is pitching around this young lady.
So Brazier's 2-0 pitch is on its way. That 2-0 pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Took something off of that one. A little change
yeah,
up.
She came with change up and good pitch. I think it had Springfield off balance.
Yeah, it took quite a bit off that pitch, kind of floated in there for strike one. So it takes the count, two balls, one strike, 2-1 pitch on its way. This is down to third. This time they got another play at the plate, and this time it will be, Ellis dropped the ball. So play at the plate, header did the rights there at the plate. Slide comes in, ball comes loose from Ellis. So Riley Fluitt will score the second run of the game. So a mistake again by the Lady Panthers there, and we're going to have a courtesy runner over there for Springfield at first base.
Grace, or maybe Gracie. We'll say Grace Nevlin.
So Grace Nevlin over there to run at first base for pitcher Lauren Springfield as he reaches on the fielder's choice. So two runs now in for the Lady Comanches here in the bottom half of the third inning as they lead it 2-0. One out, runners at first and third base. Coming up to bat for Shiner is going to be Chloe Polacek. So Polacek, a step in here, one out, runners first and third. First pitch from Brazier coming, runners on the move, a little pop-up here, Ellison, caught by Brazier.
Oh, what a play!
What a play by Lexi Brazier. She comes all the way from the pitcher's mound and catches that little pop-up. So nice play there by Lexi Brazier for out number two. So runners stay at first and third. Going to bring up to bat third baseman Reagan Fluitt. So Fluitt one for one, had a single back in the second inning. So first pitch from Fluitt is going to be just off the outside part of the plate for ball one. So one ball, no strike count on Fluitt. Runners over at first and third base, two outs. Two runs in here in the bottom half of the third for the Shiner Lady Comanches as they lead it now 2-0 over the Lady Panthers. So one ball, no strike pitch is up and away for ball two. So two balls and no strikes to third baseman Reagan Fluitt. So Tommy, big part of the game here. Need to get this out, kind of stop the rally by the Lady Comanches. And here's a pop-up. This is going to go out to left field. Left fielder coming in. And it's the juggling catch for out number three. But for the Lady Comanches, they'll score two. And your score at the end of three complete is Shiner 2, Burton 0. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services wishes the Burton softball team good luck in the playoffs.
Washington Animal Clinic is proud to support the Lady Panthers softball team as they head into the playoffs. They're honored to stand behind the youth of Washington County and especially proud of these dedicated young women. For trusted veterinary care and surgery for both large and small animals, count on the experienced team at Washington Animal Clinic. They're here to help keep your pets and livestock healthy and thriving. Visit them at 2100 Highway 36 North or call to schedule your appointment today.
To Burton alumni and all of Market Realty, Inc., congratulate the Burton Lady Panther softball team and wish you the best in the playoffs. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty, Inc., they offer just that. Contact Susan and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interest first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty, Inc. serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook.
And welcome back to Yoakum High School as we're in the 2A Division II Region Championship game as Amaya Williams steps in for the Burton Lady Panthers as they trail it here as we start playing the top half of the fourth inning. Lady Panthers trail it 2-0. Shiner able to score two runs in the bottom half of the third inning. So first pitch to Amaya Williams is way up high back into the net for ball one.
Going to be interesting to see how they pitch Williams this time.
Yeah, it's going to be a little interesting. You know, first time up, Amaya Williams struck out. So we'll see what they do second time through the lineup here as the Lady Panthers come through there. So one ball, no strike pitch from Springfield coming to Amaya Williams, and that pitch is going to be down low for a ball. So, two ball, no strike count on Amaya Williams. I know, Tommy, if I'm pitching here with a 2-0 count.
I tell you what I would do, this is me. Close. I mean, I think she's going to come with a pitch, and I'm going to tell you what, Amaya ought to be ready to swing.
She goes to the outside part of the plate, and that's going to be off the plate for ball three. So, three ball, no strike count. And I'm not sure if Shiner's really scouted Amaya Williams because their third baseman is playing about four or five steps in front of the third base bag over here. So 3-0 count on Amaya Williams. And that 3-0 pitch is going to be ball four. So Amaya Williams will be a leadoff base runner for the Lady Panthers here. Going to bring up the bat second baseman Paige Fritch. So leadoff runner aboard for the Lady Panthers. We're in the top half of the fourth inning. Burton trailing it 2-0. So Fritch a step in. Shiner's bringing their corner infielders in, looking for bunt here. So pitch on its way to Fritch. No bunt, but she does take strike one on the fastball right down the middle. So no ball, one strike count on Paige Fritch. Maya Williams over at first base. So Fritch back in. The 0-1 pitch is on its way. Swung on and missed for strike two. Took a little something off that one, Tommy, on
yes,
the outside part of the plate.
Came with that changeup again and had Paige Fritch way out front.
So Fritch steps back in. No ball, two strike count. So Williams over at first base. 0-2 pitch is on its way. This is going to be up for ball one. So definitely a fast-paced, low-scoring game so far, but the Shiner Lady Comanches do have a 2-0 lead. The 1-2 pitch on its way to Fritch. This is fouled out of play down the right side as Amaya Williams was on the move over there at first base.
You brought that up a while ago. It looked like that wind is kind of shifting a little bit.
Kind of shifting around a little bit. Kind of almost blowing in a little bit from right field now. So one ball, two strike count on Paige Fritch as she bats here with a runner at first base. Nobody out. So 1-2 pitch on its way. This is going to be off the outside part of the plate for ball two. Evens up the count. Two balls and two strikes.
Tim, a good job there by Paige. That was a pitch. Springfield was, you know, trying to get her to go for that pitch, and good job.
So good job laying off. 2-2's on its way. This is hit out in the air to right field. Right fielder coming in. Second baseman going out. Second baseman will make the play there on the fly ball for out number one as Fritch will fly out to shallow right field. Gonna bring
good job by that second baseman for Shiner, staying with that ball all the way, and the wind definitely was a factor with that pitch.
Wind definitely messing with that pitch as Natalie Hody will step in to bat here. One out now. Amaya Williams still over at first base. So Hody, a strikeout victim, her first time up to bat. First pitch, she's going to square around the bunt, and this is going to miss for strike one. So pitch outside. Hody tried to reach for that, unable to come up with it. So no ball, one strike count to Natalie Hody. Hody bats here in the top half of the fourth inning. One out, runner over at first base. Lady Panthers trail it 2-0. So the 0-1 pitch is on its way to Hody. This is down in the dirt. Williams will take off for second base. Throw down, not in time. So Amaya Williams at second base now as the count evens up at one ball and one strike on Natalie Hody.
Tell you what, Burton, definitely, Lady Panthers definitely are in a position here where they could get one of those runs back.
So runner in scoring position here. Maya Williams with good speed over there at second base. Natalie Hody, your number four hole hitter up for the Lady Panthers. Only one out here in the top of the fourth, and that pitch is swung on for a strike. Takes the count out to one ball, two strikes.
I think Natalie definitely helped Springfield on that pitch.
So that pitch looked a little bit low right there. Natalie's a taller girl there. I believe that would have been down underneath the knees for a ball if she takes it. But swings and misses at it. So runs the count out to one ball, two strikes. And that 1-2 pitch is on its way. This is going to be down low for ball two. So evens up the count at two balls and two strikes.
The only difference with that pitch is the other pitch was a little bit, both were low pitches. And this just a little bit more toward the outer part of the plate.
So Springfield's ready. 2-2 pitch coming to Natalie Hody. It's going to be down low. It's going to get away from the catcher. So Amaya Williams over at third base now. So Natalie Hody with the 3-2 count now. Runner at third base with only one out in the inning. So big opportunity here for the Lady Panthers to get half of those runs back here as they trail it 2-0 in the top of the fourth. So Springfield to get back up on the rubber. She's looking at her sign from her catcher. So that 3-2 pitch coming to Natalie Hody. It's going to be swung on and fouled over to the third base dugout out of play. Count of stay at three balls and two strikes. So Reeves kicking up a little bit more, kind of blowing in from right center field now. So a little bit more wind coming into the ballpark instead of blowing out and across the
flag's left field. Getting close to straight out.
Yeah. So Springfield set, 3-2 pitch coming to Natalie Hody. He's going to swung on, hit over to the third baseman. She'll check on Williams, look her back at third. Williams is going to try and score and throw her out at home plate for out number three. So no runs for the Lady Panthers in the top of the fourth. Your score remains Shiner 2, the Lady Panthers nothing. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
It's playoff time, and the Lady Panthers are leaving it all on the field. Planning a team dinner, fan gathering, or graduation party? Sandtown Catering offers a wide variety of menu options that are perfect for feeding hungry athletes, families, and fans. From hearty meals to crowd-pleasing barbecue, call Wade to book your next event. Sandtown Catering congratulates the Lady Panthers on a fantastic season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great softball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Lady Panthers in their quest for state.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton Lady Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School softball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
And welcome back as we're here at Yoakum High School for game number one of region final baseball here as the Burton Lady Panthers are playing the Shiner Lady Comanches. The Lady Panthers trailing it right now 2-0 as we start play here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. And leading it off for the Lady Comanches is going to be first baseman Cammy Cowan. So Cowan will step in as the leadoff batter here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. So Lexi Brazier on the mound for the Lady Panthers. And first pitch coming, this is going to be popped up on the infield right here. Third baseman Lacey Brazier comes over and makes the catch. So one pitch, one out for the Lady Panthers here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Going to bring up to bat catcher Kaylee Kupka. So Kupka steps in. She flew out to the shortstop her first time up to bat. So she's 0-for-1 on the day so far. So one out. First pitch coming to Kupka is going to be down low for a ball as she takes that. So one ball, no strike count. One out here. Just underway. The bottom half of the fourth inning. Lady Panthers trailing it 2-0. So Brazier's 1-0 pitch is on its way. This is foul down toward the Shiner dugout. Evens up the count, one ball, one strike. So Stephen Drain and Tommy Langing bringing all the softball action. We got Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki bringing you all the baseball action over on the alternate stream. Currently that score, Daryl just updated that. It is 10-0. So here's a base hit out to center field for Kaylee Kupka. So Maya Williams will get over there and cut it off. So one out base runner for the Lady Comanches here. It brings up number 9 hitter Taylor Koshin. So Koshin, her first time up, she grounded out to first baseman Melanie Wood over there. So Koshin steps in, runner at first base, one out.
Well, that's interesting. Kupka's over there running. She wants to run.
Yeah, usually you see a courtesy runner for the catcher, but we'll leave Kupka out there. And first pitch swung on and fouled back into the screen. So Koshin going after the first pitch there. Big swing on the first pitch. Fouls it back into the screen for strike one. So no ball, one strike count, one out. Runner over at first base. Koshin steps out, gets her sign from her coach. She'll step back in. Umpire puts the ball in play. Brazier with the 0-1 delivery is going to be up for ball one. Evens up the count, one ball, one strike. So,
well, I tell you what, we're going to have a lot of fun with Doug going home later on tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
All I'm thinking about is thinking small ball, and I haven't seen any small ball out of Shiner yet.
Yeah, we were prepped for this for some small ball action. We hadn't seen a lot of small ball action from Shiner so far.
By the way, folks, we love Darryl. We all love Darryl. We just...
So that next pitch is going to be down and in for ball two. So two ball, one strike count with one out.
We got to throw our punches when we can.
Yeah, we got to take care of that when we can over there. So I know we're going to, in case y'all didn't realize it, we all carpooled over here today. So all of us were in the same vehicle coming over here to Yoakum. So,
and we've all known each other since the beginning of time.
So Brazier back on the mound, 2-1 pitch is on its way, and that's going to be in there for strike two.
Oh, we got the late call.
So a little bit of a delay call there by the umpire. Evens up the count at two balls and two strikes. One out, runner over at first base. Shiner leads it 2-0. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. So Brazier up on the rubber. She gets her sign for Mellis. That 2-2 pitch is on its way. A little flare off to the right. Melanie Wood unable to make the play at first on the little flare. So everybody will be safe. So just a little flare out there with a lot of English on it. So we'll score that an infield single right there. She's unable to come up with that play. Not too much she could do. She's coming in trying to get a pop-up, and that sucker had some spin on it going to the right. Just took that ball away from her. Nothing she could do about it. So two runners on now, one out. Going to bring up back to the top of the order for Haley Reddick as she steps in. So Reddick reached on a base on balls her last time up. She'll take a fastball for strike one right there on the outside part of the plate. So no ball, one strike count. Runners first and second, one out.
Good pitch starter out there. Just a little bit above the knees on that outside corner.
So Brazier hit 0-1. 0-1 pitch is on its way. And that's going to be down low for ball one. Nice stop there by Ellis to keep everything in front.
Very good stop. Nice play.
So evens up the count at one ball, one strike. So a little bit of traffic this inning again for the Lady Panthers. Had that same amount of traffic in the last inning. So that pitch is on its way. It's a base hit out to left field. They'll send the runner around third. Throw is going to be cut off at the mound. So another run home for the Lady Comanches as Bailey Kupka will score from second base. So runners now at first and second on the RBI single by Radnick. And that's going to bring up left fielder Riley Fluitt.
Tell you what, Doug, very simple, just a clean single in between short and third, and Kutka never slowed up, kept going all the way.
So 3-0 now, Shiner with the lead, and that first pitch coming to Riley Fluitt is going to be up and out for ball one. So one ball, no strike count on Fluitt.
Fluitt with a single, her last at bat.
So Shiner leads it here now, 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Ellis goes out. She's going to talk to Lexi Brazier. Have a little conversation, settle her down just a little bit. So umpire's going to come out, break up that conversation. So Ellis walks back. Umpire's getting back. We're almost set back for action as Fluitt's going to step back in. She's got a one ball, no strike count. Runners over at first and second. One out in the inning. Shiner does have one additional run on the board so far here in the bottom half of the fourth as they lead it 3-0. So 1-0 pitch on its way is going to be down low for a ball. So it takes the count out to 2 balls and 2 strikes now. So 2 balls and no strike count. Riley flew at your batter. She'll step out, get her sign.
Lady Panthers definitely need an out here. You're fixing to get to that tough part of the order.
So 2-0 swinging and fouls it into the screen off to the left side. Take the count out, 2 balls and 1 strike. Yeah, exactly. A big part of the inning right now. You're at your number two hole hitter. Fix to come in to 3-4. And don't want to give up any more runs here as we're running out a little bit of time here. So that pitch is swung on. This is hit out to Maya Williams in center. She'll come in. She'll make the catch for out number two. So 2 outs now in the inning on the fly out to center field. Going to bring up to bat Addie Siegel.
Big out there.
So big out on the fly out. So brings in Addie Siegel. She'll step in, had a double, reached on a base on balls. So Siegel batting, runners at first and second, 2 outs. First pitch coming is up and outside for a ball. So 1 ball, no strike count, 2 outs, runners first and second. Lady Panthers trailing it in the bottom half of the fourth inning, 3-0. So Brazier's ready. Pitch Cummings in there for a strike. Evens up the count. 1 ball, 1 strike. So big pitch right there by Brazier. Fast, nice fastball right at the knees.
Tell you what, really good comeback pitch there by Lexi.
So 1-1 pitch from Brazier is on its way. And that 1-1 pitch is in there, outside corner for strike two. So 1 ball, 2 strike count now.
Tell you what, that's textbook pitch right there. Knee high just on that outside corner.
So nice pitch by Brazier out there on the outside part of the plate. Takes the count to 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs, runners first and second. So Brazier's 1-2 pitch is on its way. This is swung on. Pop foul over to the first base side. It's going to be out of play off the top of the dugout over there. So keep the count here. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. So Siegel will step out, take a deep breath. Brazier's got the ball. She's back up on the rubber. So 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs, runners first and second. 1-2 pitch is on its way. This swung on and missed for strike three. And so that'll do it for Shiner here. But they do score one. And your score at the end of four, it's Shiner 3, Burton 0. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers softball team make the playoffs. And would like to thank all of the players, administrations, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton softball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers! All the way to state.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Burton Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Burton Lady Panthers softball team in the playoffs.
Burton Veterinary Clinic provides expert treatment for both small and large animals, combining advanced medical care with the personal touch of small town service. Whether it's a beloved household pet or valuable livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their dedicated team are ready to support the health and well-being of every animal. For appointments, call 979-289-1161 or stop by at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly cheers on the Lady Panthers softball team in the playoffs.
And Welcome back to Yoakum High School as we're here for Lady Panther playoff softball. We're in the 2A Division II Region Finals. So Lady Panthers trailing it here 3-0, Tommy, as we start playing the top of the fifth inning. Burton just needs to get some base runners on. Got a little bit of time left. Try and crack into that lead a little bit. Just need some base runners on base.
Oh, no doubt about it. You know, I'm going to go ahead and bring this up. You go back and look at this Panthers softball program several years ago. They have made some really strong strides in the right direction.
Leading it off here for the Lady Panthers here in the top half of the fifth inning is Layla Ellis, the catcher. And she's going to swing and foul one over to the third base dugout. Unable to make the play on over there is Fluitt. So just gets into the dugout for strike one. So Ellis, a strikeout victim back in the second inning. Springfield for Shiner has pitched really well for the Lady Comanches. So 1-1 count now on Ellis. So Springfield's 1-1 pitch to Ellis is swung on, line drive, foul down the left field line. So Ellis putting a good swing on that, hits it just foul down the left field side. So takes the count out, 1-2. So Ellis, the leadoff hitter here in the top half of the fifth inning with Burton trailing at 3-0. So 1-2 pitch on its way to Ellis. This is going to be outside for 2. Evens up the count at 2-2.
Good job there by Ellis. Pitch out of the strike zone, laying off of it, bring the count to even.
Evens up the count 2-2. 2-2 pitch on its way to Ellis. This is hit over to first base. First baseman's going to field that. Stiff on the base for out number one. So one out here for the Lady Panthers in the top half of the fifth. Going to bring up to bat third baseman Lacey Brazier. So Brazier steps in. She also was a strikeout victim back in the second inning. 0-1 on the day. Brazier steps in, nobody on, one out. She's going to call time and step out. And Springfield takes a little bit too much time getting the sign there from her catcher. So Lacey Brazier steps back in. First pitch coming to her, swung on and missed for strike one. So no ball, 1-strike count.
The one thing I can tell you, Shiner is the Lady Comanches are old school.
Yes.
All their pants are knee high.
So next pitch is going to be just off the outside part of the plate for 1. So 1-1 count now to Lacey Brazier. Yeah, if you're a fan of the Hunter Penn style, I call that, or the old school style,
definitely.
The syrups and the pinstripes, and that is exactly the uniform Shiner has on.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Hunter Penn. I miss him.
So, seeing stirrups, you don't see a lot of stirrups anymore. That's old school. Kind of goes back to the old school style of play. I can remember wearing those back in the day. Been a while, but I can remember that. count goes to 1-2 on Lacey Brazier. She fouls that pitch off. She'll step out and regroup. Steps about back in the box with a 1-2 count, one out, nobody on. So 1-2 pitch is on its way. It's going to be down low for 2. Evens up the count, 2-2. Lady Panthers trail 3-0 as we're playing the top half of the fifth inning. So Lacey Brazier with a 2-2 count. Pitches on its way down low again for a ball. So 3-2 now on Lacey Brazier. So shadows starting to creep between the pitcher's mound and home plate here. As the sun starts to set behind us. So Brazier back in, 3-2 pitch on its way. He's going to be swung on a little tapper foul over to the third base coach's box. flipped by Coach Zorn over there to the third baseman. Tosses it back to the pitcher.
Tell Coach about that. Nice play.
Nice little backflip there.
Flip
over there. So still 3-2 count on Lacey Brazier. 3-2 pitch is on its way. Going to be swung on. This is a ground ball over to third base. Flew it up with it. Throws on over to first for out number two. So 5-3 on the put out there. Going to bring up the bat shortstop Aaron Huntsman. So Huntsman steps in. She had a single her first time up. She's got the only hit allowed by Springfield so far in the game. So Huntsman steps in. Springfield's going to get her sign. First pitch coming. She's swinging. This is foul just down between the coach's box and the third base bag down the left field line, out of play. So it takes the count out to no balls and one strike, two outs in the inning. Top half of the fifth. Burton trails 3-0.
Tell you what, this is starting to get scary. There's more shiner folks out in left field.
Yeah, there's a lot of purple to our left over here. So 0-1 pitch is coming to, going to be swung on by Huntsman and hit foul again between the coach's box and third base. So Aaron Huntsman with the 0-2 count now. So Shiner fans starting to congregate down the left side. Got a lot of Burton fans over to our right, though, coming over back and forth from that baseball game going on behind us. So 0-2 pitch on its way. Swung on and missed for strike three. So the Panthers go down in order. So your score after 4.5 is Shiner 3, Burton 0. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Lady Panthers.
And it's a home run. Make a home run with Coach's Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coach's Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
All right, as we come back here to Yoakum High School, leading it off for the Shiner Lady Comanches is pitcher Lauren Springfield, and she's going to take up and away for a ball. So opposing pitcher steps in. She is 0-2 on the night. Had a pop out to the pitcher's mound first time up. Fielder's hit into a fielder's choice her second time up. So she'll step back in with a 1-1 count. 1-1 pitch is fouled back into the screen. One ball, two strikes now. Brazier ahead on Lauren Springfield. So we're underway the bottom half of the fifth inning. Lady Comanches lead it 3-0. So Springfield steps back in. One ball, two strike count. Leadoff batter here for Shiner in the bottom half of the fifth inning. So 1-2 pitch on its way from Brazier is up and out for ball two. So evens up the count, two balls and two strikes. So if y'all are interested in the Burton boys versus Port Aransas over on the other fields behind us, last I heard they were 10-0. But you can catch them on the alternate stream if you want to listen over there. So swung on, this is down to Lacey Brazier at third. Nice play up with it on the first base for the out. So nice play by Lacey Brazier over there at third base. Throws it on over to Melanie Wood over at first base for the out. So one out here for the Lady Panthers, as that's going to take us to designated player Chloe Holoshek.
Tell you what, ditto on that, Stephen. Lacey stayed with that and fielded it cleanly. Good long throw to first base. Nice play.
So first pitch swinging, fouls it into the screen out to the right side. So no ball, one strike count on Holoshek. I hope I'm pronouncing this name right, because it's not spelled how it's pronounced. So
it, I like the way you're saying it. You're good.
So,
you know what? We gotta say it. It's a good Bohemian name.
Yeah. We got a lot of Czech names here coming from this area. So getting those names in there. So 0-1 count now. Brazier back up on the mound. 0-1 pitch is on its way. That's going to be down and inside for ball one. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. So one out, nobody on. We're in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Lady Panthers trailing at 3-0. So 1-1 pitch from Lexi Brazier is on its way. And that's going to be up just a bit for ball two. Looked pretty good from our mark over
here. You know what I've been watching here of late? He's been really good on the low strikes. And that pitch, it's just a little bit up. You're not getting that call.
So next pitch is down low for ball three. So it takes the count out to three ball and one strike. So 3-1 count, one out, nobody on. We're in the bottom half of the fifth inning. 3-1 pitch from Brazier on its way. This is swung on and fouled over into the on-deck circle. So Reagan Fluid picks up the ball, tosses it back in from the on-deck circle, and we're back ready for some action here as count now is full, three balls and two strikes. 3-2 pitch on its way. This is foul back into the screen. So keep the count here, three balls and two strikes, one out. Nobody on, bottom half of the fifth inning. Lady Panthers trail it 3-0. So Brazier gets her sign from Ellis. That 3-2 pitch is swung on again and fouled back into the screen. So battling hard up there is Chloe Holoshek. So full count, one out. Nobody on. Brazier gets her sign from Ellis again. 3-2 pitches on its way. This is going to be down low for ball four. So base on balls for Chloe Holoshek. Sends her over to first base. Going to bring up the bat third baseman Reagan Fluitt.
Tell you what, showing her control, only the second walk by Lexi Brazier.
Yeah, it's been a pretty clean game by both pitchers on both sides so far. Not many walks, not many hits allowed. Chiner capitalizing on a couple mistakes back in the third inning by the Lady Panthers. And first pitch coming to Flew, it's going to be down low for a ball. So count one ball, no strike. One out, runner over there at first base. So Fluitt steps back in. Brazier's ready. Her 1-0 pitch is on the way, and that's going to be up high for ball two. So two balls and no strikes now to Reagan Fluitt. Fluitt dips back in the box. Brazier's back on the rubber. Got her sign from Ellis. 2-0 pitch on its way. This is swung on and hit deep.
Oh my gosh.
It's off of the wall. So ball's off the wall. Shortstop Huntsman will run out and chase it down. Gets it back in. Holds the runners at second and third, but big hit there.
Probably she hit that one through the wind.
Probably the only thing that kept that thing from going out was the breeze that's kind of blowing in right now. So big, long fly ball goes off of the wall. So runners now over at second and third base. But one out in the inning is going to bring up to bat first baseman Cammy Cowan. And that's going to bring a visit to the mound from Coach Zach Zorn as he'll step out and have a little conversation with his players here.
I'll tell you what you do not want to do. You do not want to give up more runs here. Lady Panthers are, you know, down to six outs. You're not out of the ball game, but you definitely do not want to give up any more at this stage of the ball game.
No, I wasn't trying to limit the damage here, but if you mark your calendars, the 2026 UIL State Softball Championships take place May 28th through the 30th at Red and Charlene McCombs Field on the University of Texas at Austin campus. Schedule, spectator, and ticket information can be found at uiltexas.org/softball. Again, that's uiltexas.org/softball. So conference over out there on the mound as umpire will break it up there as Coach Zorn hits back to the dugout. Layla Ellis comes back here to home plate. So Lexi Brazier out there, she's going to be facing Cammy Cohen. She's 0 for 2. She's popped out to first base, popped out over to third base. So Cohen will be batting here with one out, runners at second and third base. Lady Panthers trail it 3-0 in the bottom of the fifth. So pitch on its way from Brazier is going to be down for a ball.
I've been able to keep Cohen in track. She flied out to first base, flied out to third base.
So Cohen steps out. She'll step back in. She's got a 1-0 count. Runners at second and third base, one out. Pitches on its way from Brazier, and that's going to be in there. Evens up the count at one ball, one strike. So one ball, one strike count on Cammy Cohen. Right-handed hitting first baseman for the Shiner Lady Comanches. So Brazier's 1-1 pitches on its way. That's going to be down and inside for ball two. So runs the count out, two balls and one strike. So runners over at second and third base. Brazier in a little bit of a jam here. He's trying to get out of this without giving up another run. So next pitch is going to be up outside for ball three. So Brazier's gone 3-1 now on Cammy Cohen. So Tommy just looking for a strike here. Probably not the worst thing if they walk her over here, though, but just don't want to give up any of these runs here that are out there at second and third. 3-1 pitch is in there for a strike. Evens up the count, three balls and two strikes.
Tell you what, really good comeback pitch there by Lexi. Comes with a fastball at the knees, knee high, just off that inside corner, just a really perfect pitch.
So 3-2 now, one out, runner, second, third base. 3-2 pitch from Brazier on its way, and that is in there, called strike three. So huge strikeout there by Lexi Brazier for out number two. Going to take us to catcher Kaylee Kupka.
I'll tell you what, that pitch was almost in the identical place that the previous pitch was. Just froze the batter.
Yeah, hitting that inside corner right there. So Kupka step in. She had a single her last time up. So she bats down runner second, third. There's a hard hit ball. Center field's going to bounce in front of Williams. One run scores. The throw to home plate, not in time. Snap throw to second, not in time. So Kupka's going to drive in two more runs for the Lady Comanches. on the single out to center field. So that's going to run our score to 5-0 now for Shiner. So going to bring up to bat second baseman Taylor Koshin.
Tell you what, a really big hit there by Kupka.
Yeah, so Kupka with a big hit there. Drives in two with the RBI single. Here's first pitch swinging. This is down to Lacey Brazier. She's up with it onto first base for the third out. But for the Shiner Lady Comanches, they'll score two. And your score at the end of five complete. It's Shiner 5, Burton 0. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrush services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trailmasters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes the Burton Panther softball team a successful playoff season.
And we're back as we're back here at Yoakum High School for regional final playoff action. Lady Panthers trail it 5-0 as we start play here in the top half of the sixth inning. Leading it off for the Lady Panthers will be first baseman Melanie Wood. First pitch is in there for strike one to Wood. So Wood reached on a base on balls, or fielder's choice, I'm sorry, fielder's choice. Back in the third inning. So Wood with the 0-1 count. She's going to take this one up and out for ball one. So evens up the count, one ball, one strike. So Wood, the leadoff batter for the Lady Panthers here in the top half of the sixth inning. Trail it 5-0. So 1-1 pitch is on its way. The swung on and pop foul up into the net. So that'll run the count out to one ball, two strikes. So one ball, two strike count. Nobody on, leadoff batter here for the Lady Panthers. We're in the top half of the sixth inning. So Springfield still on the mound for the Lady Commanders.
Oh.
1-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. So strikeout to start the top half of the sixth for the Lady Panthers. Going to bring up to bat number 8, Kelly Landrenault.
That was that brutal changeup.
That was a pretty wicked little change. Kind of floated out there on the outside part of the plate. Not Wood, not even close on the swing there. Way out in front of it. So Landrenault steps in. First pitch, he's swinging. Swung on, foul tip caught by the catcher for strike one. So no ball, one strike count, one out, nobody on. Top half of the sixth inning. Breeze kicking up, blowing my papers around here on the desk a little bit. 0-1 pitch is on its way. That's going to be out off the plate for ball one. Evens up the count, one ball, one strike. So Lady Panthers needing base runners, need to try and cut into this lead. They trail it 5-0 in the top half of the sixth. 1-1 pitch swung on, hit down to the third baseman. Third baseman quickly up with it on over to first for the out. So out number two. Going to take us back to the top of the lineup to Lexi Brazier.
Up to bat, number 14, Lexi Brazier.
So, Tommy, the Lady Comanches are very defensively sound. Every play we've seen has been over to third base, quickly up with it, on to first base. You know, a lot of times you'll see it, you know, where runners can beat out some of those ground balls at third base in softball. Not the case here, as the third baseman plays the end quite a bit, able to field a lot of those. So first pitch coming to Lexi Brazier is going to be taken up and out for ball one.
You could not have said that any better.
So one ball, no strike count. 1-0 pitch is swung on. This is a tapper over to shortstop. Shortstop charge will not have a play to get the speedy Brazier. So infield single for Lexi Brazier. And she'll be a base runner with two outs for center fielder Amaya Williams. So Williams steps up. She's 0-1 on the day. Had a base on balls back in the fourth inning. Struck out her first time up. So Williams
tell you
batting.
What, this is going to be interesting. Oh, wait a minute. Look at here comes Coach.
So Coach is going to come out and have a little conversation here with his pitcher. Probably talk about this a little bit here.
What I was going to make the comment that you and I and all the Burton fans know what Amaya is capable of. And, you know, if she throws one bad pitch, you know, they're really back in the ball game.
Yeah, back in it with a lot of momentum. You know, if you get that ball up and out, you know, a lot of momentum come to the Lady Panthers if you get a big hit here. A little conference out on the mound there.
To me, it would not surprise me if they give her the intentional pass.
And that's very, very possible here. So conference is through, coaching conference over with. Lady Comanches will break it up as they all head back to their positions. So Amaya Williams will step in here, runner over at first base. Two outs in the inning. Lady Panthers trailing it 5-0 in the top half of the sixth. So first pitch on its way to Williams is swung on and fouled back into the screen for strike one.
Oh, it's my fault.
So, no ball, one strike count. So, two outs, runner over at first base is Lexi Brazier. Maya Williams at the plate. 0-1 pitch is on its way. This is a big swing by Williams and missed for strike two. So, no balls and two strikes, two outs now.
I tell you what, the one thing she is doing, she's keeping that ball down.
Yeah, Springfield doing a good job keeping the ball down. She's got her sign. That 0-2 pitch on its way to Williams is up high for a ball. So one ball, two strike count.
She came back with a pitch up out of the strike zone, kind of trying to get Amaya to go for it. Good discipline there.
Trying to get Amaya to chase at that pitch a little bit. So 1-2 pitch is on its way. It's tapped at the plate, foul. So we'll keep the count at one ball, two strike. Brazier a trot back over to first base. So outfield playing very deep for Williams. So one ball, two strike count is on its way. This is swung on and hit deep to left, and that ball is gone. Amaya Williams with a two-run home run to left field over both fences out there in left field. So Amaya Williams with a two-run home run and has got the Burton Lady Panthers on the board. Going to cut the lead to 5-2 on the two-run home run by Amaya Williams. So, Tommy, we had just talked about that.
I tell you what, I can assure you this. I would not have thrown her that pitch.
Left the pitch up and over the plate. Very quick, compact swing. Sends it over the left field fence for a two-run home run. So brings up Paige Fritch. First pitch to Fritch is going to be just off the outside part of the plate for ball one.
You know as well, you and I both know that. That ball pitch right there was right in her wheelhouse.
So one ball, no strike coming to Fritch is swung on. This is a fly ball out to center field. Center fielder coming in, calls off the shortstop, and makes the catch for out number three. But for the Lady Panthers, they'll score two. And your score at the end of five and a half, it's Shiner 5, Burton 2. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Insurance, it can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers? Or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman and Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman and Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, contact Dahman and Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal in for slaughter and processing, cut and wrap to your exact specifications. They process calves, pigs, and also offer bacon plus fresh and smoked sausage for sale. Burton Meat Processing is open Monday through Friday with Saturday hours until noon. As the Burton Lady Panthers take the field, Burton Meat Processing proudly cheers on Burton softball. Congratulations on a great season and best of luck in the playoffs.
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore paint colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
So welcome back as we start play in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Lady Panthers able to get two runs on the board in the top half of the sixth, cut the lead to 5-2. So up to bat first for the Shiner Lady Comanches is going to be Haley Raddick, the center fielder. So Raddick's in there. She'll take down low for a ball. Is going to take the count out to two balls and one strike. So Raddick grounded out the third, had a single, base on balls, scored a run. Swinging, this is popped over to third base. Shortstop up with it, on to first for the out.
I tell you, that's a big out there. So nice play by the shortstop.
Yeah, so shortstop picks that up. Throws it on over to first base for out number one. Going to bring up to bat Riley Fluitt. So Fluitt will step in with one out. Nobody on the bottom half of the sixth inning. First pitch is going to be down low for a ball. One ball, no strike. Lexi Brazier still on the mound for the Lady Panthers. She's gone the whole game. Shiner Lady Comanches lead it 5-2 in the bottom sixth inning. 1-0 pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Evens up the count. One ball, one strike. Haven't got word on the Burton boys back there what they're doing yet. They were up earlier 10-0. Here's a ground ball over to third baseman Lacey Brazier. Up with the strong throw over to first base for the out. So two ground ball outs. We're two outs here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. He's going to bring up to bat Addie Siegel. Siegel was a strikeout victim her last time up. She'll step in with nobody on, two outs. So
So Brazier's first pitch coming to Siegel is going to be swung on. It's a ground ball over to shortstop. Third baseman's going to cut in front. Throw down low in the dirt. It's going to get away from Wood over there at first base as Siegel goes into second. So now she's going to go on to third. Throw to third is going to be not in time. As nobody was covering second base there to try and force the runner back to second, as she just kind of kept going over to third, and gets over to third. So error on the Lady Panthers there. It's going to have a runner at third base now, two outs. Going to bring up pitcher Lauren Springfield.
You definitely don't want to pass ball now.
So two outs in the inning, looking to get that third out. Hold that runner over at third. First pitch is down, blocked by Ellis, and she keeps it in front of her. Runner stays over
there. Good job
third.
There by Ellis, kicking it out in front there.
So one ball, no strike count on Lauren Springfield. So two outs, runner over at third base. Bottom half of the sixth inning. And that 1-0 pitch is swung on. It's a base hit out to left field. So another run comes home for the Lady Comanches on the single out to left field by Lauren Springfield. Going to run our score out to 6-2 Shiner. As we'll have a courtesy runner for the pitcher over there. Number 16, Gracie Nevlin.
Nevlin.
Gracie Nevlin will come in to run for the pitcher, Lauren Springfield. So going to bring up the bat designated player, Chloe Polacek. So two outs, runner at first base. Shiner scored another run here in the bottom half of the sixth. Pitch coming is up and away for ball one.
You know, that's been the difference in the ball game today, Stephen. When they've gotten runners in scoring position, they've been able to get them across the plate.
So been able to put the pressure on the Lady Panther defense there and made them make a couple miscues out there. So 1-0 pitch is going to be in there for strike one. It's going to even the count, one ball and one strike. So two outs, runner over at first base. Lady Panthers trail at 6-2 in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Game number one. So 1-1 pitch swung on. Line drive down the left side. Foul and out of play.
She turned on that one.
So turned on that pitch a little bit. It's a line drive foul down the left field line. So one ball, two strike count, two outs. So Brazier's 1-2 pitch is on its way. That's going to be down just low for a ball. Thought when the umpire popped up there, he's going to call that one a strike. But says it's down a little bit, evens up the count at two balls and two strikes.
Those are the umpires that scare you.
Kind of hard sometimes. You don't know which way he's going. So 2-2 pitch on its way. This is swung on, hit back over to the shortstop. Shortstop's going to leave the ball behind as she tries to make the force play over at second. So everybody's safe on the error at short. So runners out, first and second, two outs. Going to bring up to bat Reagan Fluitt.
Huntsman just got a little bit ahead of herself there. You know what you do, field the ball cleanly. Second baseman needs to go to second, or either she makes the throw to first, you're out of the inning.
Yeah, got a little ahead of herself there, so Fluitt swinging away here. She's going to foul that one, line drive foul over to the first base dugout out of play. So Lexi Brazier looking to get that third out here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Lady Panthers trail it 6-2. So Brazier back up on the rubber. Her 0-1 pitch is swung on. Another foul over the right side. Out of play for strike two. So no ball, two strike count. Umpire needs some extra balls as he hits over there and gets some from the dugout. So 0-2 count on Reagan Fluitt. So Fluitt 2-for-3 on the day. She's had a single and a double. Scored a run. So she'll step in with a no ball, two strike count, two outs. So Frazier looks in, gets her sign from Ellis. That 0-2 pitch on its way. It's a line drive out to the gap. Left center field. This is 4-1. Another runner around third. Two runs to score on the double by Fluitt. So solid line drive out to the right center field gap. Goes all the way to the wall. So Fluitt drives in two more with a two RBI double.
So brace the two-run homer there by Williams.
Yeah. So brings up the bat Cammy Cowan now. So Lady Panthers now trail at 8-2 here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. So Cowan will step in, runner over at second base, two out. She's swinging first pitch. Little pop-up over to third base, and Lacey Brazier make the catch for out number three. But the Lady Comanches score three, and your score at the end of six innings of play. It's Shiner 8, Burton 2, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Let's go Burton!
B-U-R-T-O-N! Let's go Burton! B-U-R-T-O-N!
Burton Independent School District is especially proud of the Panther softball team for their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the softball playoff games. Go Big Red!
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Lady Panthers softball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is locally owned and operated, proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built the reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their location in Brenham or Bastrop.
And welcome back to Yoakum High School as we're in the top half of the seventh inning. Do or die for the Lady Panthers here as they trail it 8-2 as we start play here in the top half of the seventh, leading it off for the Lady Panthers. It's going to be right fielder Natalie Hody. First pitch coming to Hody. That's going to be down low for a ball. So one ball, no strike count, Natalie Hody. So, Tommy, Lady Panthers need a lot of runs here to keep it going here in the top half of the seventh inning.
Tell you what the Panthers need to do now is they just need to be selective and, you know, don't swing at any bad pitches. Take a walk. We need base runners.
So the 1-0 pitch to Hody is outside for ball two. Count goes 2-0. 2-0 pitch from Springfield on its way. Going to be in there for a strike. So two balls and one strike now. Natalie Hody, the leadoff batter here for the Lady Panthers in the top half of the seventh as they trail it 8-2. So pitch is swung on. It's a little tapper. Third baseman's going to come up with it. Flip on over to first base for out number one. A little slow roller picked up there by the third baseman. Quickly up and over to first base for out number one. Going to take us to catcher Layla Ellis.
I tell you what she's done over there at third is she just made play after play.
So she's made a lot of plays over there at third base. She's playing about 3-4 steps in on the bag, gets to the ball quick, up with it, strong arm. So done an outstanding job over there. So first pitch coming to Ellis is going to be outside for a ball. So Lady Panthers down to their last two outs here in the top half of the seventh inning. So Springfield's got her sign. Her 1-0 pitch to Ellis is on its way. This is swung on and popped out of play to the left. Going to even up the count at one ball and one strike. So what was a quick-moving game kind of slowed down for us a little bit here in the...
Slowed down just a little.
A little bit. The Lady Comanches have scored in the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth innings to get this 8-2 lead that they have. So started off all knotted up through two, and Ellis swinging, hits one over to second base. Second baseman up with it, on over to first base for the out. So two outs now for the Lady Panthers here in the top half of the seventh. It's going to bring up the bat third baseman Lacey Brazier.
Well, we're down to our last out now.
So down to the last out for the Lady Panthers here in game one. Going to need a big two-out rally to cut into this six-run lead that the Shiner Lady Comanches have. So first pitch coming to Brazier, swung on, hard shot down to third. Third baseman up with it on the first, and that's the ball game. So game one's in the books. Lady Panthers lose it 8-2, and we'll be back with our postgame after a word from our sponsor.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they just too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to turn your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Burton Veterinary Clinic provides expert treatment for both small and large animals, combining advanced medical care with the personal touch of small-town service. Whether it's a beloved household pet or valuable livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their dedicated team are ready to support the health and well-being of every animal. For appointments, call 979-289-1161 or stop by at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly cheers on the Lady Panthers softball team in the playoffs.
If you've ever lost someone close to you, you know how important compassion is in a difficult time.
At the ceremony, their warmth and kindness meant everything to me.
Just that little extra kindness and consideration that makes the moment easier. Our caring staff will help you make your plans with sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
Harmel Electric says, go Panthers! All the way to state! Harmel Electric in Burton offers new electrical installation and repairs for residential homes, commercial businesses, plus in the industrial sector. Just call 979-421-0402 to talk with a licensed electrician about your needs. Get an estimate and make your appointment. They're open Monday through Friday. Harmel Electric congratulates the Burton Panthers softball team on a great season and the parents and coaches for all their hard work. Go Burton! Keep on winning.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
And welcome back as game one is in the books here. It does not go the way of the Lady Panthers as they lose it here in game one. Final score of 8-2. Tommy, just too much pitching from the Shiner Comanche, Lady Comanches there. Great job by Springfield on the mound for them.
No doubt about it. Springfield was in command. Those first couple of innings, she was able to get some big strikeouts on some key hitters for the Lady Panthers. She just came up in that last inning and made a mistake with Abaya Williams. And personally, you and I joked about it. I would have put her on first base. I mean, you know. So, anyway, it'll be interesting to see how they address Amaya Williams in the second ball game.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting to see how they pitch her. And what we'll do is we'll send it back to the studio for a few words from our sponsors.
Summer is almost here, and the Bluebell Aquatic Center is kicking things off in a big way. The Leisure Pool splashes back open May 23rd, just in time for nonstop fun in the sun. May 16th brings a full day of excitement with kids to Parks Day, a bike rodeo, and a safety fair. Movies in the Park lights up the season starting June 1st, and the Brenham Dolphins dive into action with swim meets all month long. Find detailed schedules and more at cityofbrenham.org. That's cityofbrenham.org.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball team. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves. Love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton, sharing God's love one person at a time.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal. Not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Two Burton alumni and all of Market Realty, Inc. congratulate the Burton Lady Panther softball team and wish you the best in the playoffs. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty, Inc., they offer just that. Contact Susan and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interest first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty, Inc. serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook.
And welcome back as we continue our post game from game number one as the Lady Panthers lose it here in the first game of the 2A Division II region final here. They lose it 8-2. So, Tommy, some good things for the Lady Panthers. Two-run home run by Maya Williams. Lexi Brazier pitched a pretty good game. Just some miscues that really hurt the Panthers and got some of those runs early on in the third and fourth innings.
You know, there were a couple of plays there. You know, they played – the one thing you have to say about Shiner, they played very, very aggressive all day long. And you know what? Nine times out of ten, a couple of those – runs may be wiped off the board, you know.
Right.
You make a good throw, and we're not being critical of a fielding mistake out there. It's just, you know, you hurry throw a little bit, and throws high. You know, they slide in safe, and, you know, again, it's the game. That's what it is.
Yeah, you put a little bit of pressure on your on these Lady Panther defenders by running the bases aggressively. Put that pressure on, it causes a few little mistakes. Softball's kind of a bang-bang sport, you know, because the bases are a lot shorter here, so everything happens a lot faster on the bases. So Shiner pretty quick on the bases, so put a lot of pressure on the Lady Panthers there back in the, basically in the bottom of the third, bottom of the fourth inning.
Oh, no doubt about it. They played aggressive from the word go, and you know what, really? With it being a fast game, you need to play aggressive, and you know what? If you play like that all the time, you're going to be successful with it.
Right. So with that, we'll send it back to the studios, and we'll be back with more post-game after a word from our sponsors.
Go fight and win. Burton Lady Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Lady Panther softball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs. And to all the Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and follow them on Instagram. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Washington Animal Clinic is proud to support the Lady Panthers softball team as they head into the playoffs. They're honored to stand behind the youth of Washington County and especially proud of these dedicated young women. For trusted veterinary care and surgery for both large and small animals, count on the experienced team at Washington Animal Clinic. They're here to help keep your pets and livestock healthy and thriving. Visit them at 2100 Highway 36 North or call to schedule your appointment today.
Kenduratile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenduratile has been owned and operated by the Kendura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenduratile congratulate the Lady Panthers softball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kenduratile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
And welcome back as we continue with our post game from game one. So back over here as the in between games here, we'll probably have about a 30-45 minute break in between games. Don't have the exact start time, but the Lady Panthers do lose game one of the best of three series. 8-2, your final score here. If we're going to choose a star of the game for the Lady Panthers, it would have been a Miles Williams today on the two-run home run. But Lexi Brazier did pitch well on the mound, just didn't get a lot of defense behind her. So a little bit of hard luck for Lexi Brazier today on the mound in game one. And the final score of game one, again, was the Lady Comanches from Shiner 8, the Lady Panthers from Burton 2. And that will complete our post game on game one, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
This playoff season, Quality Glass is proud to support the Lady Panthers softball team. Known for high-quality service and unmatched customer satisfaction, Quality Glass is your go-to for all things automotive glass. From windshields and door glasses to back glasses, they install it all with precision and care. Got a rock chip? No problem. They'll fix it fast and right the first time. Trust the local team that delivers results, just like the Burton Lady Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality comes standard. Go Panthers, and good luck in the playoffs.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? This year, Telemann Construction is celebrating serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Telemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Telemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
K&H Portable Toilets. Celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington County and the surrounding area's festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call 836-0552 or stop by 2101 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Go Panthers!
And welcome back as we wrap up game two and get set for, wrap up game one, get set for game two. Don't want to I'll be a little overzealous there, but we've got another game to play tonight yet. The Burton Panthers, Lady Panthers do lose it 8-2 to the Shiner Lady Comanches in game number one. So game two will be set to get underway here in just a little bit. And so that'll probably do it for our pregame on our postgame for game one. And we'll be set for some pregame action of game two here after a word from our sponsors.
Play ball!
Tonight's broadcast of the Burton Panthers softball playoff game was made possible by Bluebell Aquatic Center, Pinjera Tile, Burton Meat Processing, Market Realty, Quality Glass, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Trails Master Cleaning and Mulching, Burton Collision Center, Burton Veterinary Center, Stellman Associates, Plan North Architecture, Sandtown Catering, Carmel Electric, St. John's United Church of Christ, Car Construction, Vista State Bank, PNC Car Wash, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Glenn College, CDM Pipe and Steel, Wellman's Insurance, Roy Oaks Capital, Burton ISD, Kiki's Family, Daryl, Katie, Smith, and Huffman, Meteorom Material, Trinity Social Toilets, Brenham National Bank, Timmerman Construction, Mattress Guys, Togo Toyota, J&J Packing, Woodman Life, Larry Cape Construction, Washington Animal Clinic, Double D Glass Service, The Paint Warehouse, Coaches Insurance, and Burton Chambers of Commerce. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.